Thank you for calling Hoffman Major. Hello.
Hello, is this Clive?
Clive has just stepped out for a short coffee break. Can I know who's calling?
Yeah, this is Zach Agrew. He sent me an email regarding application development. I think he's contacting me from an inquiry on Bark.
Of course.
Yeah, I was just giving him a call to talk to him about that. Maybe he could give me a call back when he steps back in.
Sure, I'll ask him to give you a call back, or if you would want to discuss, we can do a quick discovery over here, and I'll make notes and I'll share it with him.
Sure, whatever works.
Well, this works fine. So
okay,
tell me
great.
Whenever you're ready, what's your idea?
So it's just a real basic, like, database-type application is what I'm thinking. I'm really looking for something where I can here's what I've been using, and then just tell me if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But I've been using, like, Notion and Obsidian and those kind of applications sort of as, like, a knowledge base for my investigation business.
Mm-hmm.
So I get cases, and I work – all my cases are through one client, the state. And I get these you know, generally long, year-long cases or so, and I need something where I can put notes and, you know, numbers for my authorizations and generate invoices to then send to the state, which have very specific format requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to log my time, you know, in a very specific format, these
mm-hmm.
kinds of things, and also just, you know, add media files, you know, and you know, so maybe sync with my local storage so I don't have to pay for, like, a cloud server or something. I do have Google Drive, if you know, and I can pay for a cloud storage if I have to. But, you know, I get lots of discovery on these cases, like hundreds of gigabytes. And it'd be great if I could access all of it in one place and take notes on certain things, build a knowledge base on every case, and just get organized with all this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. And you know what,
okay.
Like in January this year only, we onboarded a client who worked for the government. Well, he is actually working with the courts and with agents, and he is, like, he came to us with a project, and we are developing an application for him that's an IoT project for breathalyzers, if you know what I'm talking about. For the people
sure.
who are in Texas, who are under home arrest. So I do understand what type of information that's sacred to you guys and what type of log in, log out. So, yeah, I totally understand
sure. Yeah.
how much documentation you need, what type of data you would be using.
Yeah, you got it. Yep,
yes.
Yep, that's exactly it. Yeah, it's a lot, man, so you know the drill. It's crazy what they make us do with all this documentation. And so it's you know, I've been doing this a long time, but you know, I've constantly, the entire time, probably 15 years I've been doing this, I've really been trying to nail down the perfect solution for trying to, you know, just get everything in one place.
Right.
And I just haven't really come up with it, to be honest.
Oh, that's okay. You don't worry about it. We are actually halfway through his project. And what I can do is later on, like next week, because it's like Good Friday, some of our developers and designers have already left as we're working in the Eastern time zone. So
sure.
Like Monday or whenever, Monday, Tuesday, whenever it's possible, we can also schedule a Zoom meeting and I can show the designs that we have developed for him. And that will give you a good idea what type of work we do, okay, and how we will be helping you out in having this application or software ready for you. You told me the work you do. Let's see. I would need some more information from your side how we can make how an application will be helpful for you. So you have your clients who you are working with and taking their cases under your arm, right?
Yeah. So I. In theory, I have three clients at a time. So I have, you know, the state who I contract through as a private investigator,
mm-hmm.
and then I have the attorneys who actually are the ones who hire me to work for them and kind of give me guidance, you know, and then I have the actual client who I call a client, which
mm-hmm.
is the defendant in the case, right? Because I work criminal defense.
Correct.
So that is generally the person in jail, you know, who has the whole case about them. They're being charged. So it kind of goes in that order.
You are taking all types of cases, or there is something in general you work for?
Generally, I work homicides.
Okay.
Usually about four or five at a time, and they usually go on for a couple of years.
Okay. And like there are normally you have three clients, and the attorney hires you as a private investigator. You are a private investigator, and attorney hires you to work for their clients, and you are the defendant for them in the court. This is what
I advocate for the defendant. You know, interview witnesses and serve subpoenas. You know, basically do all the legwork for the defense attorney.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So, I'm just making my notes. Sorry about it. I'm taking some time.
Oh yeah, no worries.
Thank
no
you.
No worries. You're all good.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Okay. So, if I'm let's hear some more information before I can just put like paint a canvas in both of our heads, and let's see how the application will work, how the designs will work.
Good.
Okay, so if we are talking about attorney, like attorney hires you, so your major clientele will be attorneys who will be using the application, right?
No, I'm sorry. The application is just for my own use.
Okay. It's just for your own use.
Yeah, it's just sort of a knowledge base for me and to track time and, you know, have all my documents organized, that kind of thing.
Okay. So that will be only for you. But do you want this information to be shared with public and later on? Do you want to, like, make money out of it?
No, it's really just for me, honestly. I'm not too interested in trying to go public with it or anything. I mean, I'd share it with other investigators if, you know, and help them or something.
Yeah, no, what I was talking about is actually not the information. Sorry about it if I made it sound like that. I wasn't talking about the information. I was talking about the idea. Maybe you are taking cases for homicides, right? There must be some other people taking some other criminal cases. Or like drink and drive case, for example. Like this is someone who I'm working for right now. Name is he's a Smilo, if you know him. He's from Texas.
Sure.
So there are different cases. People work for different cases, right? So what they can do is we can create a library, okay? And different people who are working under a certain sect or a case, okay, like you're working for homicides, so they can work for a certain type of criminal activity, and they can find out all the libraries and information using the software or the application we are creating. So, like, your information will be kept to you, okay? Nothing will be shared until you want them to have a look at your library. But we can also add files regarding other cases and other sections where people can just log into this application and they can find a certain case to review, and that would help them in defending their clients in the court. So they can. It will be all about knowledge base. If I'm making sense, I do not know much about the courts and all.
No. That makes sense.
I have just one friend who is a barrister, and that's all. I've never discussed any law with him. We only meet so I can roast him. That's it. So, not enough idea about it. So, yeah, that's
no, you're fine.
Thank you. So, that's what common sense tells me. We can create different libraries, different lawyers, attorneys. People can sign up, okay, they can read all the cases. We can find, there are several books, and I don't think so that a lot of people are actually reading the books, but they are very happy to read anything online. Like, you can always carry a phone in your pocket, but not a book, right? So if
Right,
you need
right.
something, you can always log on to the application that we are creating for you, and we can upload the books as a PDF in that application, and they can like take notes and go through whatever the page or book or section they would want to go and review it. Okay, this thing happened in 1947. Under this section, he was charged guilty, or he was like asked, he was like bailed out of the court without getting any charges on him. So
Sure.
this is how the attorney was able to defend him, and I can use these lines. So like an application will be more helpful than just sitting in the library and opening the books and going through so many pages. This is like what I think, that this is how you can also make money. Of course, creating an application is not a very pocket-friendly task, my friend. But what I think is that if you are investing in something, you can also make money out of it.
Sure, I see what you mean, but to be honest with you, I don't know enough about, you know, what attorneys do. I know what attorneys do, but I'm not a attorney by any means. I stick to my own lane, and I'm so busy with my own work that I truly don't have much time to be trying to market things or sell things on the side. That I really am just looking for my own kind of solution, just to make my own work easier. I think that is really truly my focus in this.
Okay.
As much as I do like that idea, and I would use that if that existed, by the way. But I would love that that existed. But just for my own, you know, benefit in this, I'm really just looking for my own kind of solution for my business.
Perfect. That's okay. Can I have your email address, please?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Zach, it's Z-A-K, at agru.com.
Okay, and this is your personal number from which you're calling me from?
Yeah, this is my my business number. Yeah, my
okay,
cell phone.
Okay. So we can contact you on this number, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
Time, okay. And you are.
And sir, I was. Yeah, I am. I was just curious. And I know you can't give me an exact, you know, figure or anything, but I'm just curious. Do you know in what sort of range, I guess, these kind of things cost? Because I haven't really seen any numbers yet of what this may, you know, actually come out to in the end.
Right.
Like, say, what kind of range, like.
That is one reason, Zach, I asked you for your information. So what I'm going to do is right now, okay, because, like, I'm in application development business, right? I need what we will do is we will sit together and we will do our brainstorming, okay? And we will study what work you do, right? What, like, private investigators do. I made my notes about your work and everything, okay? And then we would know what type of solutions you would require and for your software application that you will be using for your personal use, okay? Then we will come out with a plan, okay? Like, okay, Zach, so these are the things that we came out with, and we believe, as a mobile development agency, these are the things that you would need while working. This will like help you work smartly, save your time and energy. Okay. And
so great.
We will share all those ideas. What you're gonna do is you will tell us, okay, at this very moment I might need all of them, or you might not need any of them. You will come up with different things. So you will tell me, Nick, right now I'm thinking about A, B, C, D, but you gave me X, Y, Z. So X, Y, Z can be done at a later stage, but I need A, B, C right now.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right. So right now,
That's great.
Once both the parties synchronize, okay, we would know what you want, okay? And once we know what you want, we will be able to tell you, okay, in developing this kind of stuff, we would need this type of technology, and this will be the timeline, and for that, we will be charging you this amount, right? Right now, I hope that I make sense, because right now, if anyone comes up without discussing anything in detail with you, and they tell you, like, okay, we will do this in 2,000 or 5,000 or 10,000, maybe 50,000, everyone is bluffing. They are after the money.
Gotcha.
They haven't discussed anything with you yet, okay?
Sure, sure. I hear you.
we are designers and developers, and like we talk about business and products, okay? We don't know about like private investigation or attorneys or how the court works and everything, or what is important to you or not, right? So if I'm not having that information, if I don't know about that, how can I commit you anything? So that's just blocking to take the money out of someone's pocket and then sticking them for 6 months with you and then giving them, sorry about my language, but a stupid type of application that's of no use.
Yeah, definitely. No, I really appreciate that, truly. That's I really appreciate you looking out. Thank you. I want to warn you, though, if you're looking into this, if you guys are researching, like online, for example, the one problem you'll run into is that I work, you know, indigent criminal defense in Oregon. It's very, very difficult to find a lot of information on my job on the internet, and it's just because there's not a lot of us. You know, there's a real shortage. You know, you'll find stuff on criminal defense attorneys, and you'll probably get more from that, like from public defenders, than you will from the investigator part, because most of the time, you know, and I'm not saying you guys are probably way better at digging through this research online than I am, but, you know, if I were to look it up, I'm just going to find a bunch of guys doing surveillance, you know, finding cheating wives and stuff. You know, it's really hard to find the criminal defense guys. So, you know, when you guys are looking for it, just bear that in mind that, you know, if you have any reservations looking for or thinking like, you know, this doesn't sound like what he was talking about, just give me a call if you want, and I'll clarify anything, because I know there's a lot of stuff out there is not really accurate portrayal, you know.
Right.
I guess, and I just want you guys, I don't want you guys to waste your time.
No, nothing is waste of time, okay? Well, we are getting paid by the company, so you don't have to worry
good,
about
good,
that.
Okay.
So whatever okay, work great. we will involve you in it, okay? As I told you, we are
awesome.
Not
cool,
someone
cool.
who know more about all these legalities in your division, okay? We do not know how these like private investigators work. Maybe I need to hire you someday, okay? So right now, we do not have like a lot of information about your job, okay? And
we
might not be able to find a lot of things over the internet, as you said. But what we will do is we will keep meetings like twice a week, once a week, okay? So we can like actually help each other out, okay? We will provide you with technology and information. You will provide us with what stuff you need right now, and then like in a meeting or so, we would know perfectly what we're looking at, what type of application would be helpful for you, okay? And what you can do is another thing. You will own this application, okay? You will not pay any monthly subscription or anything like that to us.
Oh,
okay?
It's fantastic.
You will own
that's
this application.
Yeah.
Now, what you can do is you can white label it and distribute it with your other private investigators that you know, okay? You can like distribute this thing. You can provide them with a sign up. They can create their account. They can create their own library, and they can pay you a monthly subscription.
Okay. I don't really know a lot of the guys, but you know, I'll definitely try with the couple I know.
We will help you out to find all those guys. Okay, there are a lot of people in the market.
Okay.
That's not in your sector, maybe, but there are a lot of private investigators who might be interested in to have this type of application at the phone or at their fingertips.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, God, it's. I've been looking for a long time, so I hope I'm not the only one. But you know, I mean, I'm calling you guys for a reason, so it does not exist.
a 15-year career you have in this thing, right? A 15-year-old.
Yeah,
career,
yeah.
Right. Okay, so you think that in all this like 15 years, right? You are working in a state. I'm not too sure that if you are working countrywide or worldwide, okay? When we create an application, we picture a global transformation that we are bringing through our technology, okay? So it's not like that. Your application is just for you. This application is yours for other states, other type of investigators, maybe someone working in under your umbrella, but he is in UK. He might need something like this. You can like provide him with a subscription fee. But like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think that's awesome. It's just I'm just really, you know, I really just want my own thing, you know. I'm kind of selfish about that. I just want my own, like, and I honestly, I just don't, I really am so busy that, like, I mean, my wife's pissed at me all the time. You know what I mean? Like, she's always mad. I don't spend enough time with her. It's that kind of thing, man. Like, I just am trying to consolidate all my work down, you know, so I, anything that has more work is just a struggle for me, so.
That's okay. You know why?
If you understand me, brother.
Yeah, of course I understand. You know why men created house?
Why?
Why men created all these castles? Why men created like all these luxuries? It is because of their wives. You are creating this application because of your wife.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, basically, man.
We can live in a forest, man.
Damn, that is some truth, man. All right. all right, man. Well, thank you. That's awesome. This sounds great, man. This sounds great. And, you know, just so you guys know, I don't know. I know we're not talking numbers or anything, but I'm probably, you know, at least right now, I'm probably capped out somewhere. I mean, like, if it was ready tomorrow, I would probably be capped out at, like, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to go over a few, you know, few thousand dollars or something.
Like, how much is $2,000 for you?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know exactly, you know, what we're working with exactly. No, you know what I mean? We don't know. I'm just throwing out a vague number. You know what I mean?
That's okay. You're not like.
I just I don't want you guys to waste your time if it's like.
No, I'm not getting scared. Okay, we will work. I will like right now. It's not about the money for us. Okay, even if we didn't sign up. Okay, it didn't work out with us. Okay. Still, what we got is we got our learning, so we know how this thing works and how we can use it for our other clients, okay? So right now, it's not about the money for us, okay? We will do our research for any project, right? I'm not a doctor. I'm not an engineer. I'm not someone who know a lot of information about law enforcement, okay? Mm-hmm. But if someone comes in, we sit down and we do our research. We educate ourselves, okay? So we can help them out in creating a perfect application. So right now, it's not about the money. It's about helping you out and helping us out to get to something smooth. Now, you told me about like a couple of $1,000. You tell me it will not scare me off. It's not like that. I will lose my interest, okay? It's not like that. I will work like I'm working for someone who is paying $1 million. It will be same for me, but that's my job. I will be getting my salary only. Doesn't matter if the client is paying $1 million to the company or $10,000 to the company. Okay, I will get my salary. So, you tell me, what do you think? How much you can stretch out with the budget? I will keep that in mind. Okay, while we will be handling out the proposal document to you. At that time, I would know. Okay, this is what is possible for Zach. So we should not go like way beyond this thing. So otherwise, all the hard work that we have done would be of no use. So it will just help me out,
and
we will be preparing our proposal. So if you can just give me a ballpark figure, it will be really helpful.
Sure. I mean, I would think if it had, you know, the like personal knowledge, you know, library of everything for me, so I had all my content uploaded, the time tracking, and the generating of the invoices. If it did those three major things for me, then I'd pay probably. I mean, I'm just off the top of my head, I'd $3,000, $4,000. You know, that's probably about what I could do right now.
That's okay.
I don't know. I've never done this before, so and you're the first person I've talked to on this. So I don't really know how much these kind of things cost. I couldn't really get a number off Google, so I just, you know, I got on Bark, and here we are. So
Google will give you a very vague number. Don't listen to Google. He might add two zeros to it. Okay, because Google will think like you are someone who is an enterprise, and they give you a number according to an enterprise. Okay. So
I got that vibe, yeah.
Don't worry about Google, okay? I know what you can afford, okay? That's fine with us, okay?
Yeah.
I'll try to stay within that amount only, and we'll try to make sure that all the three boxes that we talk about are checked, okay?
That'd be awesome, man. That would be amazing for me, really.
And, of course, I will also help you out. I will tell you to try to make it something that you can make money out of it. But that's like another phase two, we can think, first of all, we will develop an application for you. Then we can talk about a second phase if you would want to go out and market this thing, or you just want to keep it yourself, like you are just like someone like me who is a selfish guy. So that's okay.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'll give you my word right now that if you guys build me an app that does what I just said, those three things, and it, because that would make my life so much easier work. You have no idea. Generating invoices for the state, they're complicated, ridiculous invoices that everyone hates making. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it did that, which I don't really think should be too difficult because they're all the same, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like fields and maybe macros, you know, is what I would think. But I might be wrong. But anyway, if it did those things, I will go to a seminar of the Oregon Association of Licensed Investigators, and I will speak at the seminar in front of hundreds of investigators, and I will advertise it. I will tell them all about it and do a fucking presentation on it. I give you my word, man. All right?
I will personally make that presentation for you. You have my word if you are signing up with us.
I mean, you do a much better job than I would, so I thank you for that. But I'll introduce you. How about that?
Great. Well, on any royalties from you, we would want to see you succeed and make your life easier, as we should all help each other, all the brothers. Otherwise, you will be living in the forest. I got the amount from you, okay? I have made my notes. I've recorded what I wanted to do, okay? I will sit down over the weekend, or we will speak maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday. I will give you
perfect.
A call and you will schedule a call, okay? And let's
see
where
good,
we
man.
Can do from here. Perfect. Anything
all right.
Else?
Well, thank you so much, man. No, I think that's good on my end. I'm stoked. That's great. So thank you, brother. Hey, what was your name again, Nick?
Yeah, my name's Nick.
Nick? Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much, Nick. I appreciate you. And, yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday, either of those days would be great for me because I think I'll be home in the office. So Monday I'll be on the road. But
I'll send you an email, or I'll give you a call and we can discuss what time suits you and us better. Okay, and we will schedule a call accordingly.
Perfect. All right, man. Well, hey, thanks so much, and appreciate it, and I'll talk to you soon.
Perfect. And your name is Zach, right? Or something else?
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, Zach.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you go for the day. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Friday. Best Friday.
Okay. You too, man.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.